Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You're tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by none other than the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. Amen. We ought to give God praise the day that he woke us up this morning, clothed in our right mind, giving us the use of our limbs today, being able to do not just for ourselves, but for others as well. I tell you, if you didn't give God praise when you open your eyes this morning, this is your chance. No one should have to tell you to praise the Lord. For without him, we are nothing. And this is a blessing. This is a day that was not promised to us. This is a gift that he allowed us to have this day. This day, what we do with this day, it's up to us, but he granted us this day. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, before this broadcast starts, you know what we do is praying time. So get your mind right. Get your heart right. Get your prayer list as we touch and agree, praying one for another today. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lords of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. Heavenly Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, O God, you know each and every person, name by name, and what they're in need of, Lord. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves. Some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Father, we thank you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, O God, for every prayer request, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for every praise report, Lord. Father, we know, Lord, Father, that you are God that healeth thee. You are a way maker. You are a burden bearer. You are whatever, Lord Father, that we need, Lord Father. And we thank you for being there, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for taking, Lord Father, your time just to even hear our prayers, Lord. Thank you for being mindful, O God. My Heavenly Father, as I hold before you Eddie right now, Lord Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over his mind as we pray, O God, for his salvation right now, Lord Father. Father, that he walk the path, Lord Father, that you have ordained him to do, Lord Father. Father, we cancel the assignment of the enemy over him right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you can do it and nothing is too hard for you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you to heal right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. And we're thanking you right now, Lord Father, for his warring and minister angels standing guard round about him, Lord, canceling every and any assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards him and render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. The blood covers right now, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Andy right now, Lord Father. And we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. And Father, we thank you right now, Lord Father. Father, for canceling every and any assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards him, Lord Father. And Father, we praying also for his salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, today we are praying, O God, for our young men right now, Lord Father. Father, even our men in general, Lord Father, we're praying right now, Lord Father, for them, covering them under the blood, Lord Father. Father, they're the ones that's carrying the seed, Lord, Father, and the enemy's job is to cut the seed off, Lord. So, Father, today, Lord, Father, as we touch and agree, Lord, Father, holding up, Lord, Father, not just the men in our family, Lord, Father, but your men, Lord, Father, as we hold them before you right now, Lord, covering them under the blood, Father, that they shall do what you ordain them to do, Lord, Father. And we cancel the assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, that you hear it and answer it prayers right now, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for touching Elizabeth right now and her family, Lord, Father. We ask you, O Lord, to continue to keep that family covered under the blood, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for continually using Elizabeth, O God, to touch others' lives right now, Lord, Father, to encourage, Lord, Father, and be that light, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, how you continue to touch with you right now, Lord. Father, we glorify and magnify you, Lord, Father, for you have brought him a mighty, mighty long way, Lord, Father. And we thank you and we just glorify you for your goodness and your mercy, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kathy right now, Lord, Father. We cover her under the blood from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, O God. And Father, we thank you for your healing virtue, Lord, Father. We thank you every day, Lord, Father, that she continually to push forward, Lord, Father, continually calling and trusting in you, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, that she's able to walk again, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, for everything that you're doing for her, Lord, Father. Father, when she thought about giving up, Lord, Father, she called upon you when you answered her prayers, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you and glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, we hold before you Pastor Ted right now, Lord, Father. Father, as we continue to pray for his healing, Lord, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, Lord. And, Father, we thank you for your healing virtue flowing through and through him, Lord. Father, we hold before you Pastor Vicky right now, Lord, Father, as she continue, Lord, Father, to pray and intercede for her husband, Lord, Father. We pray, Lord, Father, for her strength, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to give her your supernatural strength, Lord, Father, as she continue, Lord, Father, to do your work in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Alvin right now, Lord, Father. Father, and his entire family, Lord, Father, his wife, Pearline, Lord, Father, and his kids right now, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord, Father. Touch them in a mighty and a special way, O God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for bringing Alvin through those surgeries, Lord, Father. We ask that you continue to touch his body, Lord. Heal, deliver, and set free right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, for what you're doing for David right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, how you brought him out of that coma, Lord, Father. We thank you, Lord, Father, as he's taken steps, Lord, Father. Father, continue to touch and heal his body right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Miss Charles right now, Lord, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over her, Lord, Father. Speaking healing right now to her body, Lord, Father. Father, give her the strength, Lord, Father. Touch her immune system right now, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for just healing her right now, Lord, Father. Build her up right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, Father. Heavenly Father, we thank you, O God, for the praise report about Jeremy right now, Lord, Father, all that you're doing for him, Lord, Father. Let him never forget, O God, that where you have brought him from, and we know it was nobody but you, O God, that saved him, that kept him, Lord, Father. Father, You prevented that death angel, oh God, from prevailing, Lord Father. So, Father, we know it ain't nobody mad but the enemy right now, Lord Father. So, Father, continue to touch and strengthen him, Lord Father, as he too, Lord Father, came out of the hospital, Lord Father. Father, as he's in rehab, Lord Father, we thank you for your strength, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for him, Lord Father, walking again, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for hearing the prayers. Continue, oh God. Father, we ask you, oh God, to just bless him right now, Lord Father, as he give you praise, honor, and the glory right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Cheryl, Lord Father. Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over her, oh God. Father, we ask you, oh God, for strength, Lord Father, as she take care of her mom, Lord Father. Father, let her not forget about herself, oh God. But Father, strengthen her, Lord Father, in you, Lord Father. Father, when she's ready to give up, Lord Father, we speak strength. We speak encouragement right now. We speak peace right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Father, the word say, honor your mother and thy father, for thy days and thy earth be longer, oh God. Father, all those today, Lord Father, that are honoring, Lord Father, their parents, Lord Father, taking care of them, Lord Father, seeing about their needs, Lord Father. Father, as they had taken care, Lord Father God, of us, Lord Father, when we was young, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for all those today, Lord. Father, dementia, Lord Father. Father, we come against that right now in the name of Jesus and send it out into outer darkness right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord Father, every form of it right now, Lord Father. And we thanking you, O God, for your peace, Lord Father. We thanking you, oh God, for your peace right now, Lord Father. We thank you for touching their minds right now, Lord Father. Father, we glorify and magnify you, Lord Father, as we war and intercede, oh God, for others other than ourselves, Lord Father. We thanking you and just glorifying you right now, Lord Father. Father, touch in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, as our children and grandchildren prepare, oh God, Father, for their summer vacation, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to keep them covered under the blood, Lord. Father, those that are graduating, Lord Father, and have graduated, Lord, Father, we cover them under the blood, Lord Father. Father, those, Lord Father, that are in you, Lord Father, let, Lord Father, them encourage others, Lord Father. Father, in you, Lord Father. Father, give them, Lord Father, that holy boldness right now, Lord Father. Direct and order their paths right now, Lord Father. Father, some may be going into the military right now, oh God. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord. Father, some, Lord Father, are going on to college right now, Lord Father. We ask you, oh God, to keep their minds stayed upon you right now. Let them not, Lord Father God, forget you, Lord Father. Let them stay prayerful, Lord Father, in season and out of season, oh God. Let them pray, oh God, for their dorms right now, for their school, the entire school, Lord Father. Father, let them be bold prayer warriors right now, Lord Father. We're decreeing and declaring it right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you for your blood covering, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for the blood that heals, the blood that protects, Lord Father. Father, the blood, Lord Father, that show forth love, goodness, and mercy right now, Lord Father. The blood that show forth forgiveness, Lord. Father, we thank you for the blood covering right now, Lord. We thank you, oh God, for the blood covering. Heavenly Father, I pray right now, Lord Father. Father, for our continual listeners, Lord Father, our new listeners, Lord Father, those that listen at a later time, Lord. Father, as I cover them under the blood, Lord Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for seeing about their needs, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for being that way maker, that burden bearer right now, O God. We thank you right now, Lord Father, for being that healer that they need, Lord Father. You know what they're in need of, Lord. And Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you, Lord. Father, I thank you for this broadcast, Lord Father. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, how you continually, Lord Father, use it to touch many nations, Lord. Father, we cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking or listening on this broadcast, and we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I hold before you my pastor, Pastor George Barnes, Lord Father. And Father, as I cover him under the blood from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord. Father, I thank you each and every day to refresh, refill, and rejuvenate him, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father God, for him continually to stand, Lord Father, on your word. So Father, we ask that you use him, Lord Father, in a mighty and a special way right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask all this. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To give God praise. Just thanking him. Thanking him for hearing and answering prayers. Those of you that pray inwardly or just openly, just walking around and tearing the devil kingdom down, I tell you, we thank God for the God that we serve. We are to continue to praise him, lift him on high, for there is no other God but him. No other God but him. Amen. I tell you, we serve an awesome, powerful God. It's when you open your eyes, you walk around and you look in and you see all that he has created, all that he has done in your life, all that he has done in your family's life, your friend's life. You know, when you look and when you pray and have that conversation with God. I tell you, it's so awesome. It is so awesome. Amen. Let me give you the word. See, life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but learning to dance in the rain. Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but learning to dance in the rain. Remember what Psalm 23 says? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with us. You know what? Life is not about waiting for the storm to pass, but learning to dance in the rain, learning to praise God, learning to pray to God in that storm that you're in. Because you know what? You are going through the storm. You are going through the storm. You are not standing in the storm. You're praising your way through. You're praying your way through. You have that power. God gives you that power. He gives you that authority. And today is a day that you can communicate with God. Amen. Before I begin to bring forth the word, I will pray. Heavenly Father, as I come before you and I give you honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name, Lord, I ask you this day to decrease me, O God, as you increase in me. Use me as your vessel today, Lord Father, to bring forth the word, Lord Father. Father, what you would have me to talk to the people about, Lord Father, your people, Lord Father. Father, however you bring it, Lord Father, however you change it, Lord Father. Father, let your will be done right now in the name of Jesus. Father, give your listeners, Lord Father, the ears to hear and the heart to receive the word, Lord. Father, in the word I ask for healing and deliverance, Lord Father. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, to touch them right now, Lord Father. So, Holy Spirit, we welcome you right now on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, show up and show out. Holy Spirit, we speak healing and deliverance this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And just as I was doing praying, that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today, prayer. That's what we're going to be talking about today. What is prayer? In the dictionary, it says prayer is an address to God or a deity in word or thought, the act or practice of praying to God. Prayer is so essential today. It is so essential today, people, for us to pray one for another, pray for our neighborhoods, pray for our city, our states, our leaders, the jobs, the transportation, praying for the nation. What is prayer? Prayer is having a conversation with God. And it's not just a one-sided conversation. When you continue to pray, you take that time to be still in that conversation with God, you will hear God. You will hear what he is saying. Sometimes he answers right away. Sometimes he takes a while to answer. But can you stand praying or give up because God ain't answer you right when you want him to? He is an on-time God, first off. And he may have already answered your prayer, but not the way you want to answer. You wanted it to be answered. You may have it one way, you know. God, this is how I need this situation to go. No, it's not how you want the situation to go, but it's how God wants that situation to go. See, he don't want you to have a religion. He wants you to have a relationship with him. And when you have that relationship and that communication, which is prayer with him, you know what? You can go to him with anything that is troubling you. It may be the way that you're feeling. You may be having an issue with anger or, you know, anxiety, whatever. You may be have a sickness right now, Lord, and you just go before the Lord and have that conversation. But remembering going to God to have the conversation, you just can't go any way you choose to go to God. We first to repent. We first have to repent. You don't just go to God any kind of way. Do y'all remember when the priests, they had to go in on behalf of the people every year? When they go in behind the Holy of Holies, remember they had to tie a string, tie something around the priest's foot, so that, you know, they will know. Because they know they can't go in to him any kind of way. So if they couldn't back then, what make us think that we can go to God any kind of way and expect him to answer us? You're talking about the priest. And I was going back and I was like, okay, so when did the first prayer begin in the Bible? That's what I was, you know, looking. It's like, okay, so where did it begin in the Bible? And, you know, we can say that the conversation with God began in the garden. God, Adam, and Eve. Remember, he used to come to Adam and he talked with Adam. He was talking every day at a certain time. And then, you know, as you continue and you go on, and one of the other names we can go to is Noah, when he told Noah to build the ark. Conversation back and forth and interceding for someone else, for people. I found it to be Abraham. I found it to be Abraham. He was interceding for the people. He was interceding for the people. How much of y'all can say today that you are interceding for someone other than yourself? Other than yourself. Let's go to Genesis chapter 18. We're going to go to chapter 18. And we're going to start at verse number 17. We're going to start from 17. It says, "And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had spoken of. And the Lord said, because of the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because the sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is come unto me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. And Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be the righteous within the city, will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee, shall not the judge of all the earth do right? This is Abraham having the conversation with God. And just like Abraham is having a conversation with God, you too can have a conversation with God. You can intercede for a city. You can intercede for your neighborhood. You can intercede for your state. What is interceding? You are praying. You are praying. It says, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sake. And Abraham answered and said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall lack 55 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for the lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. Now he went from 50 down to 5. Down to 5. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And he said unto him, and let me back up. When I said 5, I should have, it was not 5 what it was, basing it not just on Lot and his family. That's what that number was basing from. But you know, he continued to bargain with God. And he said, and he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. And he said, behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure, there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet, but this once peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Now, he was interceding. Are you interceding today? Who are you interceding for? Are you interceding for a family? Are you praying for a family today? That God will move. God will change hearts. God will change minds today. Because you know what? Prayer changed things. It grieved my heart when I was reading that article about that young man in Buffalo, New York. The fact that it was nothing for him to go out and kill. This is what the enemy job is, to steal, kill, and to destroy. And who does the enemy uses? Remember, we are spirit beings. So we have to allow that enemy to enter in and to use us. And today, you know, you see so much hatred that is going on around the world. You can't say it's just against white. You can't say that. You can't say that at all, because black is against black, white is against black. White. You know, look at what's going on today. Are we so busy with blinders on that we're not seeing what's going on? The distractions that is going on. So we are to pray. Pray for our leaders, meaning you pray for your president, the vice president, those that are in charge over you. You praying for those that are passing these bills. You are praying. God will not go against anyone's will. He will not. Today, teach your children to be prayerful. Not just your children, those that are around you, those that look up to you as a mentor. Teach them to pray. Show them how vital it is in this time to pray. When we say no day is promised to us, no day is promised to us. None. Every day is a gift. This is the world that we're in today. Not here today, gone tomorrow, gone, you know, couple months, a couple years. No, it's here today, gone today. Anything can happen to us. Anything. But where are you standing in God? Did you have that right relationship, that communication with Him? Some people, when they're sick, they're at peace with God. When they war and they're tired and they're ready to go, they're at peace with God. They have that relationship with God. We leave the house without a care. Without a care in the world, we leave our home. That's what we do. Not thinking whether or not we're going to make it to our destination safely or back safely. We don't have a prayer life. We just go about our merry way. We don't teach our children. We don't teach our loved ones to have that relationship with God. Prayer is communication with God, conversation, just like I'm talking to you. Just like I'm talking to you, you can talk to God. If you feel you can't talk to nobody, talk to God. He hears you. He hears what you're saying. Make that stand today. Make that decree and declare it in your home today. When you say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Serve Him in truth. We will serve the Lord. God is loving. God is peace. He's a God of many chances. He's a God of many chances. How many times that you can look back in your life and see what God has done for you, the situation that he has taken you out of, bring you through, the joy and the laughter today. Look at your life. When you prayed and you thought that he didn't hear your prayer, and even when you're in church and the man and woman of God pray over you and give you that word that God had just for you, did you stop and did you look and see the prayer that went before, that the prayer was answered? Some just want their leaders to pray, and they feel, okay, their leader prayed, they don't have to pray. No. They are touching and agreeing with you. You remember when he said, where two or three are gathered in his name? Well, it's you. It's your leader or your prayer partner or whoever touching and agreeing. And he said, ask anything in his name. You remember that? Ask anything in his name. How do you ask anything in his name? Going before him, talking to him. Some people are scared to even have a conversation with God. God don't want us to fear him in that sense. He wants us to come to him with our troubles. He wants us to come before him with our praise and our worship. Don't always go to God and say, I need this, I need that, I'm asking for this, I'm asking. Yes, he said ask. But have you ever stopped one time and say, God, what can I do for you today? Can I ask you to use me this day to glorify your kingdom, to bring a light in someone else's darkness? Can you use me, Lord, to put a smile or bless someone today, Lord? Can you use me today to bring forth your word, to encourage those that need encouraging? Today is power in prayer. There is power in prayer. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that when everybody gets on one accord, what happens? Nothing but the power of God entering and move. And our problem is some don't want to even get on one accord. They don't want to get on one accord. But God is good. God is merciful. He is merciful. Are you merciful? When someone do something to you, do you have mercy on them? Do you pray for God's mercy to move? Or are you just out for blood? Because you know what? That can take over us. See, when Solomon, I tell you, see what Solomon asked for? Solomon asked for his wisdom. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for none of that. But you see what was added on to him. Look how God blessed him with that wisdom. No other man like Solomon lived. No other man. If you go to 1 Kings chapter 8, the 44th verse, it says, if thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto the Lord towards the city which thou hast chosen and towards the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy far and near. Yet if they shall think themselves in the land whither they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried themselves, saying, we have sinned and have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee towards their land, which thou givest unto their father, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which I have built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, their dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee and all their transgressions, wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carry them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thy inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thy eyes may be open unto the supplication of the servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee. For thou didst separate them from amongst all the people of the earth to be thy inheritance, as thou spakest by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God. And it was so that when Solomon had made an end of praying all this prayer and supplication unto the Lord, he arose from before the altar of the Lord, from kneeling on his knees with his hands spread up to heaven, and he stood and blessed all the congregation of Israel with a loud voice, saying, blessed be the Lord that had given rest unto his people, Israel, according to all that he promised. There had not failed one word of all his good promise, which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant. Solomon, a king, interceding. And you know, when I was praying and praying for the men, we ought to hold them up, pray for them, that God guide them and not allow the enemy to sift them as wheat. We are to pray for them. Keep them holed up in prayer. You see the path that they are taking, your prayer and your prayer partner touching and agreeing, or your prayer group, pray. Prayer changes things. Sincere prayer changes things. Sincere prayer changes things. It changes situation. It changes sickness in the body. It changes mindset. It changes the condition of your heart. When you salute the divinity of God in someone, for you, it is for you. God moves, God hears, God answers, and it's always His will be done, not ours. His will. I know some of you might not like that, but that's real talk, and that's where it's at. That is where it's at. Are you going to stand today and intercede? When you go to 2 Chronicles chapter 7, we'll start at verse number 11. It said, thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and in his own house he prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I commanded the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, say, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be open and my ears attended unto the prayer that is made in this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be perpetually. And as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgment, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenant with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail thee a man to be a ruler. But if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandment, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my hand, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. Worship, praise God, and praise and follow his commandments. Have faith in the God that we serve. When you're praying, pray earnestly. Ask God to forgive you for even doubting him when you have prayed and doubt him answering that prayer. We all have. Ask God for forgiveness. He is merciful. He is loving people. He just wants us to come to him. He wants us to serve him. We are ministers of the gospel. We are to share the gospel with those that haven't received the gospel. When he said there is no other God before him, there is no other God but him. We make everything God. We make everything God. We make our children God. We make our jobs God. We make our money God. You know, our lifestyle. That's what we worship. That's what we praise. But you know, in praising God, you can get all those things. With doing what he wants you to do, you can get all those things. But pray. It doesn't matter what nobody may say about you. You may be in your car, sitting, praying, spending time with God, and they will come and say, oh, look at them. They're always reading the Bible, or what God doing for them. You know, you'll have them there saying, yes, you will. But you know what? Inwardly, I bet they're saying, look at them. They got it so easy. But they don't know. With God, your struggles that you're going through, that you're taking to God, that you're asking God to help you through, to make you that better person. We all mess up. We all mess up. But you know what? We can still come to God. We can still come to God. Never, never feel you can't come to God because of what you have done. You can. He forgives the man on the cross. He forgives him. Is forgiveness in the blood? Do you believe today? And when God bring you through something and someone you see is going through the same thing, similar, whatever, pray for them. Pray with them. People, prayer changes things. That is what prayer is. Prayer is communication. Communication with the true and living God. That's who you're praying to. No man can forgive your sins. None. But God, and he sent his only begotten son to die on the cross for us. What are you doing today? Are you going to make that decision today to stand for God, praying, and even when you yourself in need of prayer, you can stand before God and say, God, I'm the one in need of prayer today. I'm the one that needs your strength. I'm the one that needs your staying power today. Walk around your home today and begin to pray and begin to tear the devil kingdom down. Anoint your house. Go from window to window, from door to door. Touch. And as you pray, go into the rooms and pray. Begin to pray inside. Have that conversation. Ask God to just show up and show out. Cover your house. Cover the property line under the blood. Pray and watch change. Watch change come about. And when you pray and you have younger children inside there and they're looking at you walking around and praying, changing the atmosphere in your house, you're going to see they begin to do the same thing that you are doing. You know why? Because they're watching you. They are watching you. I remember we went to a church, and in our home church, we would always walk around before service starts. We would walk around and pray, allowing the Holy Spirit to move inside there every day. And when we go to other church, we in charge of service, you know, yeah, we will walk around and pray. And I remember us going to a church that we fellowship doing Fifth Sunday. And we walk around, we was walking around praying. And there was this little girl in there. I want to say she was probably maybe, I give or take, maybe 8 to 10 years old. And we was walking around praying. Do you know the next time that we came there and we began to walk around the church and pray before service started, before anyone came in, she was there. And she got up and she began walking around with us praying because she asked me, she's like, what are you all doing? And I told her, I said, we're just walking around and we're praying, setting the atmosphere. And she began to walk around and pray. So your children or whoever, you may be babysitting someone or whoever, they are watching you. They are watching what you do. They are watching what you say. They are sponges and they're taking in everything. What is it that you're doing in their presence? What is it that you're doing? Are you there cutting up a storm and showing them it's okay to disrespect? It doesn't matter who is around. It doesn't matter who you are to disrespect. Or are you teaching them? Are you teaching them that you can walk around and you can change your atmosphere just by praying, decreeing and declaring, changing the atmosphere? Don't allow nobody to change your atmosphere of peace, your atmosphere of joy, your atmosphere of laughter. You set and create that atmosphere, and you don't allow no one to change it. Their spirit comes subject to yours. Their spirit comes subject to yours. When I used to drive buses and transport people to their appointments and to dialysis and stuff like that, on my pre-trip, and I'm walking around my bus, and I'm praying, and I'm touching my bus. As I check my oils and everything, I am praying. I walk on the bus, and I'm praying in there, walking and touching each and every seat in my bus, because you never know what someone is going through. Ask God for the peace, the healing that they may need at the time. You are praying, and I would walk around the bus, and I would pray, and I would play my gospel music in my bus while I have clients on there. I would play. A sense of peace on my bus. And I would always wonder why people feel, it, you know, that they could just talk to me. And some of them, I don't know them, but they will talk to me. And I would listen. And I would ask them for prayer. And when you think that people is not listening, or people is not in need or wanting prayer and would not touch and agree with you. I had a mother and a daughter came on my bus one time, and she had just gotten out of jail and everything, and she was trying to get her child back. And she just began to just talk to me, and she was crying and everything. And this is not no teenager. This is a grown woman with her mom on there, and she's just talking to me. And I'm listening. There's other people on the bus, and she's talking to me. And when I dropped her off, her and her mom, it was, she said to me, "When you go to church on Sunday, can you say a prayer for me?" And I told her, I said, "I will pray for you now." I was taught that if someone asks you for prayer, don't wait till you go to church. Don't wait till it's Bible study or prayer service or whatever. Pray right then and there. And I asked if I could pray for her. And she said yes. So I didn't touch her or anything. I just stretched my hand towards her and her mom, and I began to pray for them. When I looked, before I could even finish praying, and I looked, you know, inside of my bus, there was an Asian lady stretching forth her hand as well, praying. And I was like, I'm talking to y'all right now, and whew, Jesus, let me tell you. After I left that client and I went to drop the very Asian lady off and I helped her with her bags, she in turn asked if I could have prayed for her. So don't be afraid or ashamed to pray. Anyone that asks you to pray for them, God, for forgiveness of their sins, of your sins, and begin to pray. The power of prayer. Praise God. Worship Him in your prayer time. Pray for your children. Pray for your children's children. Pray for your neighborhood children. Pray today. Because all these killing that is going on, pay attention. It's our young people is who are doing so much of these killing. And they feel, some feel it's okay because they grew up with the hatred.
against this race or against this gender. Anything. Hatred. Hatred is so wrong. And not hate. Pray for your children, schools, the people in the schools. Pray against traffickers, child molesters, bullying while they're in school. Pray for their peace of mind, their alertness. Pray today, people. We have a national day of prayer. Every day should be a national day of prayer. Not declare just one day or a week day. That should be part of us. And you're going to see how prayer changes things. You don't have to believe me. You don't have to listen to nobody that is talking about prayer, but try it for yourself and pray to the true and living God and be sincere and see if God won't do it for you. Do you have that patience to wait until God answers that prayer? Or are you going to go ahead and you're going to just do it yourself? You see, Sarah and Abraham, they had gotten impatient in what God had said. But you know what? God still gave them his promise. So you know what? Remember every spoken word over your life and begin to bring it back to God's remembrance. Because he said we can do that. Bring it back to his remembrance. Trust the process today. Trust the process that God is taking you through. If he wants you to pray more, pray more. Be obedient to God today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, I just thank you this day, Lord. I thank you, Lord, Father, for those that received the word today and will begin to pray and communicate with you more, Lord. Knowing, Lord, Father, that you're merciful, loving, and forgiving God. And Father, that nothing is too hard for you, Lord. Father, we know that you're a God that answers prayers, a God that heals hearts, minds, bodies right now, Lord. We know, Lord, Father, who you are, and we know who we belong to, Lord. So, Father, strengthen that one person today, Lord, Father. Father, that is so weak, Lord, Father, we speak strength to them right now, Lord, Father. Encouragement to them, Lord, Father. And know, Lord, Father, that their help cometh from you, Lord. Father, you have created us and you have known us before we was even formed in our mother's womb, Lord. Father, we thank you for hearing and answering these prayers, Lord. We thank you for seeing about each and every one of us prayer lists, Lord, Father. Whether it be personal or whether it be church, Lord, Father, we thank you, O God, for answering prayers, Lord. Father, we ask you this day, O God, to use us, Lord, Father, to be a light in someone's darkness. Let us not be ashamed nor afraid to speak or teach your word, Lord, Father. We ask you, Lord, Father, to use us to bring it forward how you see fit, Lord, Father, not man, Lord, Father. Father, down to the very child, Lord, Father, can understand, Lord, Father, what you are saying, Lord. Father, we know that time is at hand, Lord, and time waits for no man. Father, we know that we do not know the time, the day, the hour, Lord Father, that you would call our name, Lord Father. Father, we are praying right now that when that day come, Lord Father, that we are prepared, Lord Father. We're in that set place, O God, that you, Lord Father, have us to be, Lord Father, in you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I hold before you right now, Lord Father, every apostle and every prophet right now, Lord, that you have, Lord Father, speaking your word, Lord, on what is coming upon this earth, Lord. Father, you're a true man and woman of God, Lord Father, that you have the fivefold ministry, Lord Father. Use them this day, Lord Father, as we plead the blood of Jesus over them and ask you to keep that hedge of protection round about them, O God. Give them the strength that they need to continue to stand flat-footed upon your word, Lord. Cover them under the blood, Lord, Father. See the blood covering them, Lord. Strengthen them, O God. Strengthen them like never before, Lord, Father. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, we thank you for lifting that standard against them right now, O God. Father, we thank you for hearing and answering prayers this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Again, we thank you for our continual listeners and our new listeners and our listeners that will listen at a later time. We thank you for continually supporting this radio broadcast. If you'd like to continue to hear this radio broadcast and keep it on there, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do that donation. You can send it to logionint@gmail.com. That's logionint@gmail.com. Or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, that's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. If you would like to listen to this broadcast again from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. Oh, what am I saying? I'm back to donation. So therefore, if someone listening that needs to put a donation in there to support this radio broadcast, well, Lord. But to hear this broadcast again, you can visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministry and click on that link. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. for the Wailing Walls Conference line. That calling number is 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Again, that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So come on, let's tear the devil kingdom down and take back everything that we have allowed the enemy to steal from us. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. Again, visit our Facebook page at Logion International Ministries. And go ahead and like and follow the page. That way you will get all the notifications when we go live, when we post anything. And if you do not have Facebook, You can join us on that conference line at 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Join us every Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Bible Talk. And again, that is that conference line number, and that's 712-832-7144, code 3333#. Till then, be blessed.
Let God, my sister, you can't handle it. Let God.